Bob, you got it. Want to start on that for us?
That's fine. I've reviewed the standard form of agreement between owner and consultant for professional administrative services. And as to form, I have no problem with it. As to the details, you know, as long as you're fine with the details, there is a problem in a couple of places. She refers to us as the city. That should probably be changed to county. But other than that, I have no problem as to form.
You said she. Who did this for us, Bob?
Well, this is a contract between Taney County and Ann Black Consultant, and that's the consultant that HDR was using on this, Archer.
Right.
And the only other thing as to form is I would want to put in, instead of owner, you know, our typical signature page. HDR did it properly, but we need our proper signature page on the consultant contract, and we need to be referred to as county rather than city.
Can I see that? I haven't seen if the fees have changed or anything. And that this is with the HDR, us contract with HDR.
No, this is it's along with the contract with HDR. This is the contract with Ann Black, the grant administrator person that
was
they
chose.
Was
she the one involved in this? Because I thought...
Ann Black, yeah.
Why did I think Barbara Bully was involved with this? Okay.
I'd like to suggest we push this off to the side and have a chance to look at it.
I'm in full agreement because
if you guys haven't looked at it yet, you shouldn't approve it. But
no.
I can tell you what some of my concerns are, but you might as well read it.
Yeah. What is your time frame?
Well, see, I have my file here. Barbara Bully was involved with the CDBG. She's the one that actually got it for us.
Yeah.
Through Joan Chowning.
Are we talking about...
Boys okay. Camp Road, CDBG.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry, I started with the wrong thing. I started with another... Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, I was lost.
I started with the biosolids stuff.
Okay, different thing. I haven't seen any biosolids stuff.
Okay.
Well, this says Ann Black at the top, and under project, it says Boys Camp Road Project.
Well, it's probably Boys Camp Road then.
Okay, but I thought this is all confused.
Well, he got me confused, and I was thinking biosolids because it had HDR, and I'm thinking, okay, I messed up, but I didn't. So
do we know, does anybody know whether Ann Black did Boys Camp or
Barbara Bully? She did all. I've got all the CDBG stuff here, emails from Joan, Frank, dating back from August 14th of 2009 to current.
Travis, we may need you at the mic before you get too comfortable. Did you hear us talking?
Yeah.
We've got a form before us between Taney County owner and Ann Black consultant.
Yep.
And the project says Boys Camp Road.
Yeah, and this is Boys Camp Road as well.
Yeah, it's basically Ann Black was our grant administrator that we were wanting to use, and that's her contract, and then you have a copy of our contract as well.
So that's who you want to use?
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
that's who we have been using,
yeah,
correct?
She's been doing...
But didn't Barbara Bully do the paperwork to get us the grants to start with?
No, we did all that.
I remember Ann Black's name.
Mm-hmm. We did the grant application. I think she reviewed it and threw in some comments at one time, but Ann's the one that's actually been doing all the paperwork to get to this point.
We had other paperwork from Ann that needed a few changes, I remember.
And yeah, we had a contract from her originally, and then you decided to wait until we got the funding approval, but she's been involved pretty much since the beginning. So.
Because I remember us working on her contract.
Yeah.
I did too. I just didn't do it as this project, but, you know.
I still make a motion to table this issue till...
What's our timelines look like?
I mean, CDBG is just waiting on the signature on the funding approval. It's okay.
I mean,
I don't know that there's a hard
Wednesday or something,
date,
but you guys need copies of each of these.
You've reviewed it,
yes.
And we need to work on the content, but the form, you're fine with the form with those minor changes.
With those minor changes, and HDR, of course, has done it the way we always do it. They went ahead and put in the auditors.
I'll get on that. I hadn't seen that contract before she sent it over, so
okay.
But I mean, I have copies of it for you if you want copies of it too. I have copies right here. So,
since what's the agreement that she's asking for?
Well, the main reason I gave you the contracts is because that the funding approval is what we're. This was actually on the agenda for.
Right.
And I didn't know if you wanted to address it all at once or not. I mean, the funding approval, and I wanted to kind of talk to you about that a little bit. It's the way CDBG has this set up is basically they're requiring you, our estimate, we kind of revised the cost estimate down to about $500,000. So they're paying $250,000, and then right now you're committed to $249,988. And that, the way they have this form set up, I want to bring your attention, is cash. So if the county decided to do this themselves, this would have to be changed, basically. This isn't any in-kind work from the county. So if there's, and Frank, I talked to him last week before he left, and he was fine with that. I think the last time we talked, you guys had decided to bid this project out and not have the county do the work anyway, so it doesn't necessarily apply. But I just want to bring that to your attention, that if we bid this and it's high and the county decides to do it, we either have to revise this or, depending on how much of a stickler CDBG wants to be.
But their max payout is $250 anyway, is it not?
Yeah.
They're not paying any more than $250.
They aren't paying any more than $250, and basically the way they've told me it's going to work now is if it ends up you do this for $400, they're still committing you to the $250. So they would actually be the ones saving money.
And it looks like the estimate's $499,988 with $250 from CDBG and $249,988 from the county.
Yeah. So basically we want this project to get the full grant to come out to $500,000.
Gotcha.
And so if we get into this and get some bids and it's low, you know, we could widen the road or add something to it to make it to where we get
We get to spend their first $250 on the project.
No. That's not what he's saying.
No.
I mean,
is it?
No.
Say it again then.
You're locked in. Basically, part of the reason you guys got this grant is because of the matching funds you were willing to contribute, is what they've decided. So they're wanting your $249,988
first.
Not necessarily first, but in the long run, they want you to have spent that amount if they're giving you $250. I mean, when we're actually paying for the project, I don't think you have to pay your $250 before you get any CDBG money.
It says,
but they want that matching amount.
It says that you can't incur any expenses until after 7/27 of 2010. In the letter that I received from Andy Papin, the period of the grant agreement began 7/27/2010. Yeah. Well, that hasn't occurred yet. 7/27.
And that's because they're waiting on this signed funding agreement. I mean,
eligible administrative costs can be incurred after this date. Activities not subject to environmental review procedures may also be incurred. Requests for funds may not be submitted until the grant agreement has been executed by the state and returned to your office. Procedures set forth in the CDBG administrative manual will be in effect for your grant. This is Jeff Corman will be getting in touch with us soon. And these are forms to fill out to approve the funding.
Yeah.
And it talks about the $499,988, the $250,000 from CDBG, and the $249,988 in cash that we're obligated to. Now, if it's less than the $499,000, you're saying that they still say that they'll commit the $250,000.
No, I'm saying they still want you to commit.
Yeah.
If it's less than $500,000, I think it'll end up being a 50-50 scenario.
I had a conversation with this gentleman. And this is nothing as to what the conversation that I had with him applies to. It was a percentage. This has got all changed around since my conversation with him. And this was a match. And this puts a whole new light on spending $250,000 on elevation of that road. That has not been. This is, and I'm not sure who's this Mr. Gorman. I'll have to go back and look through my notes to see who the person that I visited with on this issue, because I was wanting to get this grant, get that road in there. But for us to put up $250,000 and them not want us to be an in-kind service, to bid it out, as totally ridiculous. And the agreement that we made, or I talked with him that he was going to present to the commission to be approved, was a percentage agreement. And I'm not liking this. Somebody's going to have to do some explaining to me where the process got changed, that we have to do a $500,000 project that has to be bid out. Somebody's going to have to do some talking, because I'm not this. We're here to spend the taxpayer dollars at the most and best use, and to proceed with us with a $250,000, which has no percentage in it whatsoever. If the thing won $300,000, we have $250,000 in it. That is not what they agreed to start off with.
I think if it goes under $500,000, it would end up being a 50-50 match.
So is that in writing somewhere?
Well, I don't have the full packet. All I have is a kind of a summary form, so I don't know how they worded this.
So let me ask you this. Frank has been involved in this process too. Frank's back next week, right? Is there anything pressing between this week and next week?
No.
It says that the funding can't be accessed until after the environmental review anyway. Environmental review.
Danny, there's some fuzzy edges all of a sudden. I'd like to wait till Frank Preston gets back. I know, you know, I'd like to know what his thoughts are, if he knows why things got changed, because my thought was it's always 50-50 percent-wise. And I don't like the wording, no offense, but I don't like the wording that's coming back from... it just seems like we're going to come up with the first 250, and then whatever's left over is paid by the DNR. So I wouldn't mind waiting until Frank gets back.
I want to hear some conversation that's taken place that I sure didn't know about. And I know that you guys have been working hard on this, but I'll go look in my notes up there. It'll take me a while to look through that mess I've got on my desk, but I'll look through the notes on there, and I'll get the man's name that I talked to directly on the phone after this process was already...
If it costs $500,000, it's great, but if it only costs $249,988, we didn't get anything.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't have that packet that they sent you, so I agree with you. You need to make sure that it is a 50-50. The way this thing started is when they awarded you the $250,000, the grant was the estimated cost was closer to $600,000. But then, you know, I called them and asked them, I said, okay, if we end up doing this for $400,000, is that $250,000 set amount? And they said yes. Well, then when they started working on this funding approval, they decided that the big reason you guys got this grant was because of those matching funds, and they didn't want to just end up with a project that only cost $250,000 and then pay for the whole thing. They wanted the matching funds. So I think their intent is a 50-50, but I don't know if that's in writing. So, I mean, I agree with you. That needs to be in writing somewhere.
You're exactly right, and that's the reason I want conversation about what took place. The original estimated cost was in the $600,000 mark. Mm-hmm. They asked if the county would be interested in doing as much as $250,000 on the thing. And the conversation was, is that not a 50-50 match? If it's $600,000 and we're interested in doing $250,000, well, then you've got the other part of it in there. That was his conversation with me. And I don't know how I got the phone call. I just got a phone call up there and was...
Well, and as far as the in-kind part, I mean, if the county's interested in doing this, originally when we submitted this, the plan was for the county to do it. But then the last time we talked about it, you guys had talked about you'd rather see it all bid out. And so we took all the in-kind part out. They just wanted to find what's going to be in-kind and what's going to be cash. So we can they can write it up either way. It's just the way the funding approval is right now. It's cash.
I'd like to table this till we can get Frank here, and then I'm going to go look at the. I think I got the man's phone number in my office, and see if I can't. If I scribbled it down there, according to this, because this is not anything like the conversation I had with him.
Well, Was it Jeff Corman that you spoke with?
I think it's Jeff Corman.
Now, he's with DNR, or who's he with?
He's with
CDBG.
He's CDBG
grant.
DED.
DED. He was actually in the process of the, I guess one of the main guys in the process of the awarding of the grant.
I mean, basically what they put in is a maximum for them to pay, which is $250, and that we're estimated to pay $249, but they don't allow for, in the agreement, for variances down.
Let's repost when Frank gets back. Okay. Give him a day, and then the next day after he gets back.
Question is Ann Black still involved in all this, or you're pretty well running with it?
Yeah, she's still involved. I mean, she'll be involved for the whole thing. She's some of the environmental reviews and things like that, she'll actually be the one doing. So
she's probably the point person on most of this, isn't she?
Yeah, she's the one that's actually talking to DED on most of this. I kind of go through her. She knows them all real well. So
clarification on, and I don't know how I got the phone call, whether it was to the office, I don't know how I ended up in conversation with this gentleman. This is way back. I'm talking about whenever this thing was, like I said, the $600,000 was mentioned at that time. So things have drastically changed.
Do you have the Ann Black agreement still?
Yeah.
I don't want to lose that.
I have more copies of those if you guys want any of them.
You have copies of all of this?
The contracts. I don't have that funding agreement, but
we can just make copies for the commission.
You mentioned that Ann knows those folks well. Should we be asking you to contact Ann with concerns, or should we contact her direct, or how should we do that?
I can talk to her today and have her get a clarification if it's definitely 50-50 or how that's going to work. That, to be honest with you, I have asked that question a couple of times, what happens when we bid this? Because that estimate, $499, we could bid this, it could be $100,000 one way or the other. Yeah. Easy. And I've never really gotten a clear answer either. So, I mean, it's
if
justified question. I'll find
I'm
out.
I'm no engineer, and you guys are, but I go look at the project down there and look at what estimatedly needs to be done, and there's no way.
Yeah.
We just got through spending a tremendous amount of money getting that road in condition. And to get across that area that's there, there's absolutely no way that it'd cost $500,000.
Well, a big part of it is it being in the Corps and the permitting. You're adding fill, so that you have to go through FEMA, and then we're going to have to build a temporary bypass road through a marsh, basically. So it's not going to be the easiest project, but it's. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
What are we talking? 6 feet, is that right?
Yeah, that's what we had estimated. I mean, that's before we've done an actual hydrologic study to figure out what the flood elevation is, but roughly.
Okay. All right, so everybody happy?
Yep.
We'll leave this on the table, and Travis can contact Ann. And
I apologize.
Just point it with Jillian or Nikki, and they'll know the time they set the meeting up. So.
Okay, we'll do.
I apologize to you, Travis, for being rather blunt, but I feel that.
I understand. No problem.
All right, what's next?
Bob Paulson's executive section of the session. So, motion to go to executive for pursuant 610.021, 22, and 23.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
And those listening in, we are going to have, we'll come back online probably in 25 minutes at 10:45. I believe that's our next Mercy. I think Mercy's kind of, Mercy's supposed to be here again. So.
By 11.
Yeah, we've got it by 11.